Horses and trains.
Right, horses and trains.
I've noticed in so many Aerosmith songs, it's either horses, little horse noises, like right there.
Oh, sure.
Or trains. He's had sort of a going forward motion that he just enjoyed a lot.
You listen to things I don't.
I listen just too much.
Not
actually.
Songs that I don't, but things
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, the details, I don't know.
You hear horses galloping.
Look, there's another horse galloping.
What kind of nonsense is that? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hello.
How was your day? Day?
Yes,
It was raining this morning.
I know.
I got to be honest, it was kind of refreshing because it's been so hot.
Yeah, I see. So every once in a while, we can have a little
every
June
once in a while,
bloom,
sure.
Even in July.
I wouldn't even mind if it was still raining.
Yeah, me too.
Except for the traffic. That gets a lot worse.
People can't drive. Come on.
All right, coming up on our show today, mac and cheese ice cream.
Oh, yeah, I've been seeing these combination plates. They're terrifying, but I would try them.
You would try them, but out of, a challenge.
Not because I think I'm going to love
right.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no way you'd love it.
We might have to bring back Taste Test Tuesday for some of these.
Let's not get crazy. Mac and cheese, I love. Ice cream, I love.
Yeah, but
putting them
together?
Sounds awful.
You might
smoke
be a
it.
Way to do it, though.
All right.
I don't know.
There was a woman who was fired because she called in sick to work. And then she went to the Euro final between England and Italy.
Oh, wow.
And then her boss spotted her on camera and said, hey, I thought you were out sick today.
Really sick here? I don't know how I got here.
You would think in England, of all places, he would let her slide.
Yes. Especially for that one, because it was England v.
Yeah, Italy.
I mean,
come
on.
The final.
Yeah.
Fired.
Oh, man, that's rough.
Yes, that sucks.
I mean, granted, she was a nurse and lots of people died, but...
Other than that, don't worry about it.
Now, what's the big deal?
There are more sinkholes this time in Florida.
Oh, sinkholes, oh, rah.
There needs to be a Florida-sized sinkhole.
Yes, do the world
just takes
favor.
It away from us.
Yeah.
We have a new feature here that I'm reading about that says Kevin reads the news.
Oh, this is going to be
and I'm not positive what that is.
It's a cold read. What's better than to be handed some cold script and with a lot of words that you're not sure you even know?
For most people, that's probably not frightening.
I guess.
I can't read
anything.
Highlights magazine.
No. Yeah. Get out of here. I think you're going to do really well with it, and it'll be
up.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Well, it may be hilarious, sure.
But I'll have to take my turn at this because I think it's a good idea. Just here, read this. I'm terrible at reading.
Oh,
I can't read scripts.
Really?
Yeah, I'm in radio and I can't read a script. They hand it to me and I'm like,
welcome to my life, dude.
I know, man.
So either of us, whoever the
useless.
Wheel lands on, we're useless. And I told you my lifelong fear was a snake in a toilet. We're going to take your calls today on your lifelong fears.
Oh, lifelong fears.
Yes.
Oh,
something that you were afraid of as a kid that you never got rid of.
Right.
And in my particular case, it's because snakes are in toilets. That's a real thing.
It just keeps going on, too. It's not like every time you turn on the news.
Every time I forget about it, there's another story. It's placed there.
As soon as it slides out of your memory, here it comes back.
It's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister. Baba Booey.
Kraft unveils new macaroni and cheese flavored ice cream.
What?
Kraft unveils new macaroni and cheese flavored ice cream.
Nope.
Agreed. Now, I love mac and cheese.
Yes, but it's not supposed to be sweet.
I love mac and cheese and I love ice cream.
Sure. Who doesn't? What kind of psycho?
Right?
Yeah.
But do I want them together?
No.
No.
No, I'd try it.
Would I try it? Yeah, I'd try it.
Yeah, definitely
try
it.
But just out of an oddity, it's not like you're going to try it and then go, oh, man, mac and cheese ice cream.
You know, imagine
that's
if you
the deal.
Did, though. Then you have to tell everybody how much you love mac and cheese ice cream. And then you have to have them stare at you and be like, oh, yuck, and you're stupid, and what's wrong with you?
That happens all the time.
That's true. Yeah, I'm pretty used to that, actually. Yeah. Never mind.
Tomorrow is National Macaroni and Cheese Day.
What is today? Today is some damn national whatever. It's always something.
It's National
French Fries
Tuesday.
Day. It's,
oh, is
yeah.
it? Okay.
And Keith, I want French fries. He brought French fries to the morning show today.
What?
Yeah, he brought Frank French fries, the boss,
what
man.
What kind of nonsense is
I
that?
I know. Keith! Ma! Meatloaf! Again? All right, so why are they doing this? Why do they... What's the reasoning?
I think they're just celebrating. I don't know. If you want your shot to try this limited edition ice cream, you can get it online at Van Leeuwen's. That's the ice cream maker.
Okay.
Kraft is the one that makes macaroni and cheese, so they've teamed up.
Oh, it's not going to be at your local Ralph's. It's something you have to order online.
Don't believe so.
Right.
It doesn't... It also seems like a bad item to order online.
Yes, it does. Exactly. Especially like if they leave it in your mailbox or something. 2 days later, you notice it. But whatever.
We know there's nothing more refreshing on a hot summer day than ice cream. That's why we wanted to combine two of the most iconic comfort foods to create ice cream with the unforgettable flavor of Kraft macaroni and cheese.
You know, I've been seeing lately a lot of mashups of stuff. I mean, this is actual proper made.
Right.
Yeah, manufactured.
But mashups happen all the time.
Right.
There are weird people who try. Let me just take that again. There are unique people who have weird mixtures of foods
yes.
that they like.
Yes. I mean, I've seen lists, and sometimes I'm like, you know? I'm like, one out of 50.
Oh, really?
Actually,
so one sounds good and
yeah.
the other sounds
And this
terrible.
Is not one of them.
This is not one of them.
I thought this, I didn't know this was being manufactured. I thought it was just one of those things you just eat it with ice cream, like mac and cheese.
Oh, no.
How can it be sweet?
Oh, no. It's macaroni and cheese flavored ice cream. It's salt and sweet.
We're going to have to order
salty
it, aren't
and
we?
Sweet.
We do
yeah,
need to,
I mean, yeah. I think we should try it if we're going to be good broadcasters.
Oh, that'll do it? Wow, that's easy.
You know what that means. So anyway, it's mac and cheese ice cream. That's the thing. And I'm saying no.
Yeah.
I'm saying I'll try it. There's no way it's going to be good, though.
What sort of things have people tried would be a good question.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know is weirdest mixtures of food that, A, you've tried and, B, you like.
Right.
Weirdest mixtures of food.
Maybe someone has something that, like, someone had told them forever, oh, you will love this, and they finally tried it, and it was bloody horrible.
Yes.
I'd like to hear about that,
I would
too.
Like to hear that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
818-955-KLOS. My dad used to put water on his cereal.
Ew. Really?
And I said, is it something to do with milk? No, I love milk. Well, can you not eat? Like, do you have
right?
some kind of allergic? No. I just like the way it tastes.
God, that seems...
And I was like,
no.
Dad, what?
Yeah. My dad used to put peanut butter on waffles and pancakes.
I can sort of see that.
And it's now my favorite.
That's
I do it all the time.
That's kind of a good mixture.
Yeah, it was.
Peanut butter
kind of
goes with anything.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what
doesn't? I agree.
Water.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense. Most people, when I tell them, though, pancakes and peanut butter, they
yeah, that
freak
sounds
out.
Pretty good.
Yeah. No, it is. It's great.
They freak out good or bad?
No, they like, ugh, that's
yeah,
disgusting.
Yeah, oh, no, that sounds
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take your calls. Weirdest mixtures of foods that
there
you've
go.
Tried.
Yeah. We'd also like some French fries. Keith!
Love it, hate it.
Keith! Keith, French fry day! Where's ours?
French fries! 818-955-KLOS. That's a ballad. I love that.
I mean, if you're going to name a whiskey after a song, that makes sense right there, actually. Totally.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have our Metallica Flyaway, by the way, a little bit later on this hour.
Yep. We're going to give you a chance to possibly go see them in Atlanta in the fall.
You get the Black Album, and you also get qualified in the standby boarding list to see Metallica headline the ATL Live Festival that's happening in Atlanta.
Yeah, and that's sometime between now and four we'll give you a chance to win. But right now, we speak of...
Well, we're talking about the weirdest mixtures of food that you've tried because tomorrow is mac and cheese day and they're making mac and cheese ice cream.
Mac and cheese flavored
and that
ice
sounds
cream.
Awful.
It does, and I love both.
So,
we both
exactly.
do. Yeah.
So we're asking you the weirdest mixture of foods that you've tried.
I get three eggs, put them in a bowl, stir them up, and then I put in Lucky Charms and then make it. Oh, man.
You fry
those
it?
So, wait, you put in the Lucky Charms when it's not yet fried?
When it's not cooked
yeah.
yet. No,
yeah.
so it cooks with it.
Mm.
It is. Oh, man. It's good.
That sounds nasty, but...
No, I kind of think I can kind of taste it.
But I like both.
Yeah, I can kind of see it's a little sweet in there, but not terribly sweet, right?
Yeah, it's delicious, but you sometimes you have to add some hot sauce.
Hot sauce. So all you can taste is hot sauce?
That's really...
yeah, it's pretty good.
I can smoke it, man.
I don't think I can smoke it.
Right on, man. Thanks
Thank
for calling.
You.
That is how we should judge things. Can you smoke it?
KLOS, hello. Weird mixtures of food.
French fries and mayonnaise.
Oh, I love that. I do it all the time.
I've seen people do that all the time,
no,
and it
good.
Is not good to me.
No,
not
but I'm
me.
Willing to try it, Keith. It's National French Fry Day. Keith! Fries! You brought the morning show fries. Where's ours?
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
okay.
But thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello, this is Elise.
Hi, Elise.
So I'm calling about the weird food.
Yeah. Weirdest mixtures of food, yes.
So my grandma's from Japan, and my mom swears by mayonnaise with soy sauce for any type of vegetable.
Mayonnaise with soy sauce. As a dipping sauce.
It sounds really gross, but it's fantastic.
No, it sounds kind of good. That sounds pretty I love mayonnaise and I love soy sauce.
That doesn't sound like a bad mixture.
No, so like on vegetables?
You know, every single other person I've told to is like, oh my God, what are they talking about?
Yeah. What do they know?
What do they know? I enjoy it. My family enjoys it. So
And then I might try it. That actually sounds good.
All right, well, go ahead, try it. Let me know what you think.
Right on. Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I'd like to try it on some French fries! Yay! French fries! 818-955-KLOS, the weirdest food combination.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We've been playing it as a sort of request on Fridays for a while now, but those guys covered the Bee Gees, as you know, by now.
Correct.
And what were you saying?
They put out the video for it today.
Oh, really? The video's up now.
I'll post it at Kevin and Sluggo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So it's You Should Be Dancing.
Out, them doing You Should Be Dancing is a weird thing to watch.
It is.
Super weird thing
to
watch.
That's got to be weird.
We were talking about the weirdest mixtures of food you've tried. KLOS, hello.
Years ago, I went to the Stinkin' Rose restaurant in Beverly Hills, and I had garlic flavored ice cream with chocolate drizzle, and it was actually pretty good.
I've had garlic flavored ice cream before, and I did like it a lot. I do love garlic, but it is.
I don't think I've ever tried it.
I can see chocolate sauce on it too. That would be good.
It was weird, but I enjoyed it. Like, my girlfriend and I were looking at it, like, that can't be a really good thing to try.
Yeah.
And we did, and, like, we ate the whole thing.
Wow.
Like, man, this is actually pretty damn good.
Yeah. You know,
I'm with you right up until this is pretty damn good.
I've never been to the Stinking Rose, though. I've always wanted to go. I'm a huge fan of garlic, and, I mean, it is really good, isn't it, that place?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is amazing. So I would, I mean, I know it sounds weird, but just don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah, exactly. Right on. Thanks, man. Thank you. Kevin's going to knock it anyway.
A fan of don't knock it till you try it. You know
knock
why?
It like, anyway.
I know that if my arm got cut off, I wouldn't like it.
No, don't knock it till you try it.
Right, but I'm going
to give it a go. I'm happy to help you.
I'm going
to
go ahead and guess that one ahead of time and say no.
Hi, KLOS, weird food combinations you like.
All right. My best friend Mariah showed me this one. Top ramen. Get this. Top ramen, but not the cup of noodle, okay? Top ramen with a tablespoon of mayonnaise. You gotta drain the water, though, before you put the mayonnaise in the noodles. Just saying, best thing I've ever had.
Yeah, mayonnaise.
Top ramen the same way.
Yeah, I can see that. Mayonnaise and top ramen. I used to live on top ramen. I started in radio the first, like, 3 or 4 years. That's, like, all
of course, in college.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
And but, college students, number one food.
But no. but with the putting them together.
No, come on. You're not on board enough. Be more experimental.
I'm saying I'll try it. Yeah. I'm just guessing whether
you wouldn't
like it long term.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we've cut your arm off. How are you feeling about that now?
I like it so far.
Oh, see? There you go.
This just popped up from Channel 5. Crews rescued a naked woman who was wedged between two commercial buildings in Santa Ana this afternoon.
Whoa. Okay.
Why? Right? Don't know.
Right?
She was wedged between two walls. Firefighters couldn't get to the woman, and she couldn't get out, prompting a plan to drill a hole in the wall. And without a drill, if you know what I'm saying.
Ah, there you go.
Do you have the audio?
I do, yeah. Okay. Let's give it a go.
Channel 5.
That's sounding good so far. Very much enjoying it. Sounds great.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's
be better
really
with
loud.
Volume.
Yeah, it would be.
Do you have volume?
Up, you're looking at
there
a building
go.
Here. Here on Harbor Boulevard, there is a woman stuck in between two buildings here on this property. We're going to bring in Captain Tane Wynn of the Orange County Fire Authority. They have a very sophisticated rescue operation going on right now. They weren't able to pull this woman out. Captain, tell us what you know so far about what's going on, where this woman's at, and the difficulty you're having.
What's going on right now is that we have an adult female that found herself wedged between two commercial buildings, two walls that's no more than a foot wide. And
she found herself there.
Here I am.
What happened? How did I get here?
The problem is right now we can't physically get to
her.
She's
discovering herself.
She can't physically get out. So the game plan right now is that our technical rescue crew and our heavy rescue crew are working in there. They're going to drill a hole into the wall nearby her, insert a camera, take a look and see what her situation is. And if everything works out, they plan on cutting the wall right by her to be able to get to her out that way.
So here you are with your little business, and you're all excited about your little business, and along comes this naked woman.
Right.
And now they're going to ruin your wall.
She found herself there. Weird, they're just going to cut into a wall.
You know, I'm naked, and I'm thinking I'm not the person I thought I was. I found myself.
This happened a half hour ago at 4:30.
How bizarre.
So they showed up.
A body shop. It looks like a car tire. It's a rod tire, wheels and tires from the sign on the building here. Any idea who this woman is, how she got there, how long she's been there?
right now, that's a mystery to all of us here right now. So we know that the workers here had heard cries for help. They weren't quite sure with all the noise from their work here. They weren't quite sure where it was coming from. Eventually, the Santa Ana Police Department was called out. They got the call just right before 2 o'clock came out, and they found the woman wedged between the two walls.
And right now, she's still conscious? Is she communicating with you guys?
Yes, we have firefighters that are in there communicating with her.
Can you get me out?
For a couple reasons. One is that we want to make sure that she's stable, she's doing okay. And then number two, something like this is difficult on anybody at best. So, you know.
You think like this?
Allegedly, she yelled,
Key!
French fries!
Aaron Jones from his debut album, Child of the State, that is supercharged. Man, do I love that song.
Pretty good.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. He's a really cool dude, too. I've talked to him a couple times here on the radio, and he's just real... You know, he's had a hell of a life, man.
Yeah.
Look into his experience. If you like that song at all or whatever, just look into his life experience. Damn! Bananas, man. Wow. Anyways, cool dude.
All right. Woman files sick leave to watch the Euro 2020 semifinal.
Good for her.
That's what I think.
Hell yeah.
Especially if you're in England, right?
Yeah.
Because they're going crazy.
Oh my God. Everybody was like, every person that had any ties to England was telling me, make sure you're rooting for the team this Sunday.
I mean, they didn't win, but
yeah, they didn't win.
A 37-year-old woman told her work that she was sick. She went to the game.
She was having eye trouble. She couldn't see coming in.
Her name is Nina Faruqi, and when England scored a goal, the cameras panned the crowd, and there she was, like going crazy.
No.
And her boss saw it
and cheered her on
and said, "Don't bother coming back to work."
Jerk!
Right?
Are you kidding?
In England, for God's sake, she would think.
Yeah, what kind of English man is he?
I would bring him in. I would bring her in. This is what I would honestly do. I'd bring her in and I would say, listen, don't ever do that again. How cool was it?
Yeah. Right? Wow, what kind of job does she have? Does it say? Does it bother
her? You mean had?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't it didn't say.
Why, that's I'm struggling to not use foul language.
At times.
Because that's bogus.
I mean, depending on how much she liked her job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Worth it, maybe.
Sure. Yeah,
maybe
sure.
It was worth it.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
she
yeah.
didn't care.
You ever get in trouble for doing that sort of thing? I mean, I got caught one time when I did school. It was the stupidest thing in high school. I went to see a movie, and I just had to go get popcorn. And I walk
Why
out.
Why not?
Yeah, and the principal is there.
What was he there for?
I know, he's looking for me.
He was?
Yes.
Oh.
I guess he's like, I know where that kid went. I know what movie he goes to.
What was the porn movie?
Debbie does dishes.
This woman got fired. I don't think I ever got caught.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
But I also didn't really
show up on television.
Skip a lot. No, of course not. Can you imagine?
No.
She started getting texts from around the world, people she knew around the world going, I just saw you on TV. And she was like, oh no.
Oh, she should have been a little more
sick.
Chill if she's going to be calling
you
in.
You can't
sick
be chill.
TV. No, you're right.
If England scores a goal and you're an English fan,
yeah,
you go crazy. Yeah. That's the right thing. Wembley
and your
Stadium.
Boss is cool about it.
You would think.
Keith, French fries! French fries!
He brought French fries to the morning show?
Yes!
How do you, Frank?
Yes! Frank enjoyed his fries this morning on French Friday, National French Friday.
Keith! All right, listen.
Let's fire him.
You were caught faking a sick day.
Oh, yeah, let's hear about that.
That's what we're going to take.
Yeah.
You were caught faking a sick day. You called in sick to whatever.
Yeah.
And you ended up being caught.
818-955-KLOS.
There have to be a lot of people like you and I.
Yeah.
Who would be willing to risk it?
I mean, it'd be
That's
bad
a
enough
gamble.
To...
It's a calculated gamble.
That's exactly right. And it's well worth it.
Agreed.
Yeah. But they didn't win. I mean, I wonder if he would have fired her had they won.
It sounds to me, if he's firing her because she takes a sick day to go to a game.
An important game.
Yes.
A very important game for the pride of England.
For those of you that don't pay attention, the last time England won a major tournament was 1966.
Wow, was it that long ago?
Yes. Oh. So that's why they were going so crazy.
Why did Bean want to move there?
I don't know, but he's starting to watch now.
Is he really?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was tweeting a bunch of stuff about the
Bean?
Penalty that got called. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. He always did. He always kept abreast. He likes to keep updated on stuff.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
abreast. Yeah, we're talking about something
different.
Else.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Totally
okay.
different.
Well, I just figured, I guess, I mean, the fever is so intense there.
It is, right.
That. Yeah.
Everyone's going crazy there. I can't imagine what everyone else at that job must have thought about that boss.
Yes. Dick. That's
right?
All there is to it.
Boo. So you called in sick and somehow you were caught.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it was high school, college, work.
Oh,
especially work.
Look what he's doing.
Keith French fries.
How old are those? Are they from this morning?
They're about 2 hours old.
There's like four of them in here. Dude.
Those aren't French fries. What are those?
Those are Five Guys French fries.
Are they really? Five Guys?
They look like little poop sticks.
Thank you. I'm going to try one. It's freezing cold.
It is cold, yes. It's not just, they're not just cold. They would hurt your fingers.
It's like
your mouth.
Jerks. All right, fine. Here, I dug it out of the trash for you.
What if it was in the trash?
I think it was.
That's awesome. If he brought us fries from the trash,
that rules.
Props.
Well done, sir.
All right, woman gets fired for calling in sick. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. This is
cold.
It's like 12 French fries.
And the bag is just greasy.
I'm relatively sure that this was in the trash.
Yeah, I think it was. I really do.
I'm not sure if that's acceptable or not. All right, we are talking about a woman who got fired for calling in sick so that she could attend the Euros. And we're asking you if you ever got caught calling in sick as well. KLOS, hello.
I got caught going to a movie. I told my boss that I was like, there's too much paperwork here to fill out for an alcohol program because I got in trouble. I took 5 minutes, but then I went and I saw Captain America Civil War the day it came out in the theaters.
Right.
As soon as I showed up to work, about 3 hours late for work, my supervisor just walked up and said, so who won, Iron Man or Captain America? And I just answered the question.
Oh.
Foot in mouth.
It was a test?
Damn
it.
That, under the bus.
That is not cool of him.
Did you get fired?
No, I didn't. But
nice.
Just like you just said, he was like, okay, don't do that again.
Oh.
But is the movie worth seeing?
Yes, like, oh, good. Yeah, there you go. That's good. Not such a bad boss.
Look, it's worth it to see. If you're excited about a movie like that, like I went to see Black Widow on opening night. If you're excited for that movie, everyone there was cheering, and it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Totally worth calling in sick for.
Exactly. Very much so. Especially for this silly little job. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. By the way, we decided these French fries don't count. Because
they're cold and they were in the trash.
Yeah, that is not the true spirit of National French Fry Day.
Key fries!
Two in a row for Motley Crue. Hell yeah. We're on a two for Tuesday, 955-KLOS. So still talking about getting blown out for going to something important.
The woman like called in sick and went to the Euros, to the semifinals.
An English woman did the proper thing.
To me, that's the right thing to do. And if I'm the boss, I give her a bonus.
Yeah.
She got fired.
Yeah. We still want to hear about yours. 818-955-KLOS.
You were caught faking a sick day.
Yeah, I went to Disneyland in the morning. With my girlfriend at the time, and then I had a shift later that day, so I called off saying I was sick. And as I was talking to my boss, my girlfriend came up to me, like, "Hey, let's go on Haunted Mansion." I was like, "Oh," and then he heard it, and I was just like, "Oh, she wanted to see Haunted Mansion. She like she's like we're taking a movie day." He's like, "Just bring me back a souvenir."
Oh, did he? So he was fine with it.
He was fine with it because it was like one of the younger supervisors. So he's like, "I won't." He's pretty much saying, "I won't tell the main boss as long as you bring me back a souvenir."
Yay.
Props.
I was like, "All right, cool."
And I just, props.
Nice. Very cool.
Has he ever brought you French fries?
Please, French fries!
Thank you. A woman in England was fired for calling in sick to go to a soccer game.
We're very upset about that. We do not approve.
And that's what we're taking calls on. You were caught faking a sick day. KLOS, hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not calling for that. I was so curious what that last 1 second and I thought Brock West for $2,000.
Oh, Mother by Danzig.
That was the last 1 second of Nonstop Rock that nobody could solve for the last year and a half. Mother by Danzig.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS. Were you fired for
taking a sick day?
Thank you.
Can you play Rock of Ages? Rock of Ages! Rock of Ages!
French fries!
Cocaine's a hell of a drug, huh?
Toyota dealers, they make it easy.
What's this next thing about? Why?
Oh, my God.
Why are we doing this?
I'm not sure, but it's fun torture. Neither one of us can read very well out loud, right?
Right. Which is 90% of our job.
Yes. And so when you're handed a script, especially a cold copy script that you haven't had a chance to look at.
Now, you've looked at it.
I have.
And I haven't.
No, you're going to be, this is rough.
So this is Kevin Reads the News.
Yes. Kevin Reads the News. We need a sounder.
Kevin Reads the News.
Oh, Serendipity 3, I love.
Yes. Great place, right? Nice. In New York City. But it's also very relevant to today. Keith, French fries!
French fries, Keith! Here's the headline. New York City restaurant set world record for most expensive French fries.
Very well done! Hey! You got through it. Ding, ding, ding.
I don't know where the bell went.
Someone's told Keith,
me. Bell! Serendipity 3, the iconic Upper East Side restaurant, set a Guinness World Record title for making the most expensive French fries just in time to celebrate National French Fry Day Tuesday.
Very well. Look at that. A full sentence. Well done, sir.
Why did you think that would be? Oh,
yeah. Well, wait a little while.
Serendipity 3's creative director, Chef Joe Calderon, and corporate executive Chef Frederick Schoenwert are the masterminds behind the creme de la creme pommes frites.
Pommes frites.
Whatever.
You know pommes frites? It's French for French fries.
Never heard it. Remember when we said freedom fries? Remember how dumb that was? Which cost a whopping $200.
Whoa, $200?
These exclusive fries are made from Chipperbeck potatoes, blanched in Dom Perignon champagne and J. LeBlanc French champagne Ardennes vinegar.
Come on!
The fries are then cooked three times with pure goose fat. From caged-free geese raised in southern France. These are not written to read.
And I think that's why Keith wanted it. I think it was all the torture we gave him today with the French fries that he...
Keith, French fries!
Make Kevin read this on the air.
We need... What do they call them?
What?
In France?
Oh, pommes frites.
Pommes frites! Keith, pommes frites!
Oh. Oh, wee wee!
Wee wee. The process to create these, how long do I have to go?
We'll tell you.
The process to create
You're doing really well. I'm very disappointed, by the
elevated
way.
Fries does not stop there. The fries are then seasoned with Guerandais.
Oh, hold it.
Truffle salt.
Stop right there. Now, this one I decided to look up for you. How'd you say that word again?
Guerandais.
Here, theoretically, is how you say it.
Guerand.
Guerand. So, really way off.
Potato, potato.
Guerand.
I'm just saying.
Agree
I think
to disagree.
I think
which is hand harvested from Guerandais, France, and then the fries are tossed in Urbani summer truffle oil. They are topped with shaved crête seignesse, picaniorie, tartifiolo, made of milk and sheep.
Made of milk. Of sheep.
Milk from sheep.
I don't want it anymore.
That are grazed on the clay-rich hills of Crete, Senesi, and then black truffles forage from valleys and forests in the Volterra and Minitiaro, Italy.
Keith, I don't want these French fries anymore. I think you're good. I think you've been tortured enough.
I think I read that pretty well.
You know, I'm kind of surprised. That was not really...
Suck it.
So find one for me next time.
All right.
Sluggo reads the news. I'm sure it'll be much worse, actually.
Mike Ness. Right?
Love me some Mike Ness.
Same.
Social DX2 on 2 for Tuesday on 95.5 KLOS.
Tickets are sold out for the KLOS Operation Comedy starring Bill Burr, Jeff Ross, Bob Saget, and more, plus a special performance by John Mayer.
Very cool. And is Bob Saget going to get you into this show for free, young Kevin? He's friends of yours, right?
He may.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bob!
Bob! Fries! Saturday, July 24th at the Wiltern, we got your shot to win your way in each day with Heidi and Frank, and then it says here with Kevin and Sluggo.
That's us.
Brought to you by the new Bud Light Seltzer Iced Tea and Lemonade. Get these summer favorites wherever seltzers are sold, or go to budlight.com/delivery.
We'll give you a chance to win a little closer to six, so stick around for that.
We were talking yesterday, a month ago, I don't know, time is irrelevant to me, about my lifelong fear of snakes and toilets.
Oh, sure, yeah. I still want to know how that got started.
Where? I don't know.
Well, you know, there must have been a catalyst.
There must have been. Maybe a TV show or a movie or something that I watched. I don't know. But I think it's just the
vulnerability of sitting naked. Yes.
The vulnerability of sitting naked over something that you don't know what's beneath it.
Yeah. That tube goes out to the, you know, El Segundo, actually, you know, and there's a 17 million gallons of what you drop in there dropping out into the ocean right now. But what comes up those tubes?
That's my question.
From the ocean.
And when you're trying to get over a lifelong fear that's stupid,
it doesn't help that it keeps happening everywhere.
Every once a year, there's a story like
there
this.
There is.
A snake comes up from a toilet.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to ask you your lifelong fears.
Oh, okay.
What fear have you had your whole life, as long as you can remember?
Right.
And you've never been able to sort of get over it,
get past it. Right.
It's still somewhat
mine
there.
Are really depressing, so I don't think I want to talk about them on the radio.
Then. I mean,
yeah, they're really depressing.
No.
And probably going to happen. Unlike yours, it's never going to happen.
Do you want to put on some guy liner and talk about it?
Yeah, I'm going to play on some emo music and get all upset.
All right, so lifelong fears. You've been afraid of this forever.
Yeah.
You're not even sure why. I don't know where that came from,
right.
what I watched or what spurred it on. But
yeah.
I've always been afraid of that.
Yeah.
And I've always thought it's stupid.
Well, I can tell you one thing. So really quick, I was afraid of escalators for years until I was a tween before I'd start using them. Because I did fall down one time when I was four.
Oh, well, that makes perfect
backwards,
sense.
Backwards, yeah. And then I didn't remember that.
You fell down one backwards?
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, and it took me years to even remember that I had done that. And then
wow.
I was actually at the monkey wards where it happened, and I saw the escalator, and I just, boom, came back to me. Yeah,
you.
Like the people standing around me going,
I fell in the toilet once.
Did you?
Yeah,
wait,
there was a snake in there.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so where it comes from is interesting.
So you can identify where it comes from, at least.
That made it go away, honestly.
Did it really?
Yeah, it did. That was the end of it. I didn't care anymore. It never bothered me again.
Sure would like that to happen with my snakes in the toilet.
There
just keeps being stories.
I think you need to talk to your older brother. I bet he got it started.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
I blame both of my brothers for everything that happens in
Let's
my life.
Call them.
So your lifelong fears that you're not even positive where you got them from.
Right.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about a woman. We were talking about my lifelong fear of snakes in a toilet, which seems to keep happening.
Yes.
Which makes it so that it's a continuous fear.
Yeah, I should be able to say, Kevin, there's no way anything is ever going to come out of the toilet.
I tell myself that.
But it's not true.
And then I see a story where a snake comes out of the toilet. So we're asking you, what are your lifelong fears?
That you were not going to answer the phone. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
Well
played.
That isn't a joke. This is the fourth time I've tried to call you guys. It's our long time listener, 100th time caller.
Thank you.
Okay, my name is Terry.
Hey, Terry.
And I just want to say, don't you think that we ought to tell the boys at Santa Ana, thank you for their service out there today?
Yeah.
Rescuing the woman, the naked woman.
Are you afraid of getting stuck naked between two walls? All right, man, thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. Ross, by the way, tweeted, and you may find yourself trapped between two walls. And you may say to yourself,
well, how did I get here?
That's a great tweet.
That is a good tweet.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I was calling about my fears.
Yes.
I've always been afraid of drowning, like even in a hot tub or anything. I'm just scared of water.
Did you have some traumatic event that you remember or no?
No, like the lines on the bottom of the pool, they're like eels and like it freaks me out.
But can I just suggest that they're not eels?
I know, but it's still freaky.
Okay. All right.
Well, thanks for calling and we hope you get over that, past that, that it doesn't bother you, that things never come up in the Kevin's toilet, especially.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo. This is Mr. Mosh down here again in Julian, California.
Hey, Mr. Mosh.
I just want to say thank you for what you do. I appreciate what you do. I'm sure your fans do. You put a smile on my face every day.
Thank you.
I get through and you talk to me. And this world needs more smiling.
I agree with that.
I agree with that for sure.
Yeah,
thank you.
Definitely. Thanks for calling.
I do.
Thank you.
So you want to hear a fear?
Yes. Lifelong fear.
When I was young, on the bunk bed on top, I would always have this dream of falling down a well, and I woke up on the floor.
Oh, wow.
Were you wet?
Did you get wet?
No, I was not.
Not that kind of dream.
So ever since then, I've had fear of heights.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. At least you can trace it back to something.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and I appreciate you calling.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks
for the compliments.
Hi, KLOS, your long-time, lifetime fear.
It's so interesting when you said snakes in the toilet. You know mine is? Rats in the toilet. Mm.
Rats? Oh, that's awful, too.
It happened to me when I was a kid in Mexico. We traveled to Cancun on a vacation with my family.
Right.
And, as soon as you get into the restroom, you check out the bed. I mean, as soon as you get into the hotel room, you check out the bed. So I needed to take a poop. There was a rat in the toilet at the hotel in Mexico.
Oh, my God.
It was terrifying. I was about 12 years old, 13 maybe, and never, I'm 42 now, It's never gone away.
I mean, that's one of those things that clearly you're just not going to really get over, when, especially when you have something that...
It did happen.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it's sort of like what's going on with you, even though it hasn't happened to you.
Agreed.
All right, your lifelong fears, share them. They won't help. We can't help you at all, but 818-955-KLOS.
Let's go. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We're talking about lifelong fears. Mine is a snake in a toilet. We had a guy call in with a rat in a toilet.
Yep.
And yours, sir, is what?
Mine are spiders in the toilet. And every so often I'll be doing my business and I'll feel like a bead of sweat and I'll immediately think it's a spider and it'll like freak me out.
Wow. That makes sense.
I don't love that one.
Do it. Yeah.
That's been a thing like forever.
Sure.
And then the other is if I'm like on the freeway, I can't be behind trucks that have items in the back of them because I'm afraid something's gonna fly out and crash through my window.
Has that happened to you?
That has not happened to me. I don't know where it came from. It's just I can't be behind trucks with stuff.
Dude, I think that's probably pretty wise because the more I see, man, so much stuff is flying off and laying in the middle of lanes and there's ladders.
Why is
ladders
that always a ladder?
I don't. Yes, exactly. Right.
People can't tie down ladders.
Yeah.
I don't know what's
tie down your damn ladder,
right?
They're not listening. Whoever's with or with ladders.
I was driving down the 91 the other day and there was like a giant drum in the middle of the street.
Attention, Southern California rock fans. If you lost a drum, it's been found in the middle of the freeway.
Hi, KLOS, lifelong fears.
I am absolutely terrified, and I mean like phobia of bees. Hornets, wasps, anything that like flies things and bites at the same time doesn't die.
Do you know if you're allergic to them?
I'm not allergic to them, but they absolutely terrify me.
Yeah, well, I got stung when I was a kid, like when I was 5, and my toe blew up big time. So I still don't know if I'm allergic, and I'm always a little nervous.
Did that happen to you when you were younger?
Yeah, did you get stung at all?
Yeah, I got stung once or twice
when I was a kid. Yeah. Actually, the thing that really was most upsetting about it was my two sisters were so mad at me because I was like a 5-year-old and they were like 10 and 12. They're like, we have to stop our picnic now because this stupid little brat got stung. What a useless little bastard.
You made them stop their picnic.
Yeah, exactly.
What a nightmare. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, lifelong fears.
Hi, I'm irrationally afraid of balloons.
Balloons?
I think I know what happened. When I was younger, I never wore my seatbelt, and so my mom took me in a car with a balloon, and it went flying out the window. And she's like, that's what's going to happen to you. But I think just the trauma from it came from, like, the noise the balloon made as it went flying out the window.
Sure.
So, well, and the fact that she's telling you you're going to go flying out the window is probably
what's wrong with your mom?
We need to call her. What's her number?
I know, right?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. That wraps it up for us.
Yeah, there's no need to fear. Greg B. Harrell is here. And
wow.
Really weird, dude. It's going to be odd tonight. You should probably go to sleep right now. Right? I mean, right?
Absolutely.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. Peace out. See you tomorrow. We will take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You get a copy of Metallica's Black Album. And you also get your name on the standby boarding list to see Metallica headline ATL Live in Atlanta this fall. So caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. KLOS, hello.
This is Bobby.
Bobby, you want the Black Album from Metallica?
Heck yes, I do.
You are caller 13. Congrats.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You also got your name on the standby to see Metallica headline ATL Live in Atlanta this fall. You're over 21, correct?
I am.
Right. We could cut you in half and cut your, you know, count the rings and make sure you're old enough.
That's right. I am carpenter, so, you know, it's a good way to tell.
Nice.
Would you mind doing that and just sending us the results?
Yeah, send us the pictures.
Sure, yeah, I'll show you the ring.
Okay, perfect. Appreciate it.
A twofer from Samuel A. Hagar.
I think he likes being called Samuel?
Yes. Like, Stu likes to be called Stuart.
Right, of course. We will take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You get a copy of the Metallica Black Album. And you also get your name on the standby boarding list to see Metallica headline ATL Live in Atlanta this fall.
Nice. Caller 13.
You got to be 21 or over. Call now, 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. He tried to say KLOS. Hello.
Daniel.
Daniel, when was the last time you got carded? Are you at least 21 years of age, sir?
Yes, sir. I am 24.
Oh, nice.
All right. Wow. Congratulations. You are our winner.
Hey, yeah. Put that out.
You got a copy of the Black Album. You also got your name on the standby boarding list to see Metallica headline ATL Live in Atlanta this fall.
Right on. Hell yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Of course. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We have tickets to a sold-out show.
Correct.
It's a weird thing to say these days, but it finally. Is. Yeah. At the Old Wiltern on July 24th.
It is the KLOS Operation Comedy starring Bill Burr, Jeff Ross, Bob Saget, and more, plus a special performance by John Mayer.
And it's presented by Bud Light Seltzer Iced Tea and Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade. I'll tell you what, if you're caller 13, let's try that number for a change.
Good idea.
818-955-KLOS. We will get you in. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. It was on this day in rock in 1897 when a U.S. patent was granted to Marconi to transmit electric signals, leading to the invention of radio. Ozzy is probably feeling a little sentimental today. It was on this day in rock in 1968 when Black Sabbath played their very first gig. It was a small backstreet blues club in Birmingham.